Now, look, Denise, there's often a lot of criticism about council and about, you know, things that the council do.
Which you did yesterday.
This is true. What part was it? Do you remember?
Dogs on leashes.
Oh,
and
yes. Have you ever noticed it?
I mean, really? You know, the people that go down there with their dogs probably appreciate the fact that that sign is a little bit bigger. But look, we've been talking to the lifeguards. We've been talking to, I had a meeting yesterday with a gentleman from New South Wales Multicultural. Yep. How can we fix this? How can we help this?
Yeah.
By putting polyglottal, you like that?
What's that?
Polyglottal is all different languages.
Yes.
Note to self.
Mm-hmm.
Signs down at the beach. But the thing is, I mean, you know, which ones do you do more prominently? Because there's like a million languages in the world. So it's something that we are discussing with this gentleman from New South Wales Multicultural. And also signs in the toilets, in the blueberry factories and the blueberry plantations. So we are onto it.
It is something with, I was talking to a lot of people with the signs and, you know, quite often I just wonder whether a lot of this, and I think it's probably more, you know, the surf life-saving signs and council signs, government signs, that kind of thing. When it comes to the beaches in particular, a lot of the time the signs seem to be, you know, right at the edge of the car park as you're heading there, which is probably a place where I know myself, if you're going to the beach, from your car to the sand, you're not thinking about reading signs. You're thinking about, have I got my towel? Have I got sunscreen?
Got my thongs,
all my things.
Yeah. Going to nick my thongs while I've got them on the beach.
And then,
oh, look, I truly understand. And actually, something interesting, the gentleman that I spoke to yesterday, he said that a lot of people from other countries think where they see the flags is where you don't swim.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Not where you do swim.
Mm.
So, look, it's all about education, and we are working with the state government on this, on how we can manage it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and it's very sad that we've had all these incidences, really, but let's look forward and see what we can do. If we all work together and not sort of criticise each other, just get on and get on with the job.
Mm. Now, tell us about some of the good things in the last 6 months.
Yeah, look, I don't always like to say council. We are local government, so we are a level of government. We don't often get to spruik about all the things that we do, but we, you know, we take the good with the bad. But a lot of the achievements that we've achieved over the last few months is, and I'll just read a few of them off.
Mm-hmm.
The opening of the new Bardens Bridge at Crosmaglen, $450,000. The rollout of Trading Places scheme, which is to enhance the footpaths for the visitors. You know, they can put their little signs out and they're not paying for it anymore. Winning the globally acclaimed International Festivals and Events Association Award, being named Most Innovative Regional Council, steady progress in the planning of the new cultural and civic space in Coffs Harbour, the launch of My Coffs, Council's Jetty Foreshores project, winning another award, community engagement to refine concept plans to revitalise the city centre, the Woolgoolga Town Centre Master Plan project won another award, Council winning Local Government New South Wales Award for Cultural Change and Innovation, Coffs Harbour joining the city's power partnership to help tackle greenhouse gas, significant investment in upgrading Coffs Coast holiday parks, intensive water, sewer and transport asset works, an upgrade of digital cinema projection equipment for the Jetty Memorial Theatre, delivery of land management environmental sustainability initiatives, delivery of a range of community economic and sporting programs, to name a few.
Mm.
So I just wanted to spruik a little bit about how hard the people that work in local government work. Like, they really put their heart and soul into things. And, you know, we are a little bit criticised, a lot criticised, but there's like 600 employees here that work their patooshies off every day. So I just wanted to say thank you to everybody that works in local government and the community for supporting us. So thank you.